WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome back to a time when rock and roll meant the Beatles, garage bands, and Motown, and a 5,000-watt AM station in Dearborn, Michigan transformed Detroit radio. I'm Scott Westerman, and on this week's show, we say goodbye to John Fred, hello to another Keener music quiz, and we hear an historic moment podcast live from Rome. All that and more on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
We said goodbye to John Fred Gurrier this week. The man who once fronted Fats Domino's backup band earned a bit of immortality on WKNR with this parody of the Beatles hit Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. John Fred and his Playboy band peaked at number two on Keener in December of 1967 with a song about new cars, living bras, and glasses.
Judy in the sky. Well, that's what you are. Wearing your grease lips.
That's John Fred and his Playboy band from December of 1967. John Fred Gurrier passed away on April 15th at the age of 63.
WKNR, Motor City Memory.
The Fifth Dimension had seven appearances in the WKNR Music Guide, and this wasn't one of them. But it happens to be one of Keener13.com co-founder Steve Schramm's favorite songs, and that's good enough for us.
I like to make a long distance call to a number in West LA. I've been trying to reach it all day, but no one answers. Tell me why. Please let it ring another time or two or three. You'd be hurt if you knew it wasn't me, and I was waiting for him.
Why was I so?
sure Steve was listening to that one at full volume, with vocals by Florence LaRue and Marilyn McCoo. That's The Fifth Dimension with The Girl Song, a Jimmy Webb composition from 1969. It's time again for the Keener 13 Hot Licks Music Quiz, where we give you a slice of three WKNR hits, and you try to name that Keener tune. So turn up those iPods, and let's head back to the 60s for Hot Lick number one. WKNR. A Michigan boy with his fourth Keener hit. And now, here's Hot Lick number two.
K-N-R.
Wow, you can almost smell the marijuana coming out of that one. And here's Hot Lick number three. And there you have it, three WKNR Hot Licks to twist your memory and keep your mind sharp. Let's find out who did what. Niles, Michigan was the home to this young lad who hit the WKNR Music Guide in 1966 with the euphemism for sex in the basement. Hanky Panky was his first Keener hit, and this one was his last. Tommy James and the Shondells with Dragging the Line.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Dragging the line.
Line went top five on Keener in the summer of 1971. Our second Hot Lick comes from a British psychedelic band that stayed together for more than 30 years. That unmistakable fuzz guitar can only belong to the Status Quo. Pictures of Matchstick Men was a one-hit wonder for Status Quo in the summer of 68. And for our final Keener Hot Lick, the song that became an inspiration for R. Dean Taylor's Indiana Wants Me from the Bobby Fuller Four.
The law and the law.
Keener 13 Hot Lick Music Quiz. And if you want to try your hand at some stuff that came along after the WKNR era, visit Jan Polet's Tune Test at www.janpolet.nl.
Podcast Fix.
On February 23rd, 2005, a Dutch priest began a series of podcasts from inside the Vatican. Father Roderick's Catholic Insider program has quickly become one of the most popular podcasts on the web. And his haunting description of the night of Pope John Paul II's passing is more moving than anything seen or heard on the traditional media. Our feature podcast pick was recorded on April 19th. It's the second day of the Vatican Conclave, and the College of Cardinals, who are the center of the Catholic Church's senior leadership, have retreated to the Sistine Chapel to select the next man who will wear the shoes of a fisherman.
Hi, this is Father Roderick from Catholic Insider, and I'm standing again on St. Peter's Square, where everybody is looking at the small chimney that has been the focus of all attention over the last couple of hours. The Cardinals right now are voting for the third time this day, and everybody is expecting the smoke to come out either now, when they have a two-third majority for the new Pope, or at about 7 o'clock this evening, when they have the fourth voting session. It's a 5:45. Still no smoke. For the people waiting here all day, it might seem like eternity, but actually for the Cardinals it's very normal to take their time and, to speak a lot, to think a lot, to pray a lot, and in order to find the right candidate that will have the support of everybody. And again, smoke! People are looking at the color of the smoke and it looks white. Is it white or... The crowd definitely thinks it's white. And it looks white to me. It definitely looks white to me. Which would mean that we have a pope. Listen to this. And we have a pope. The bells are swinging back and forth. The big bell in the middle and the small bells. They're swinging back and forth. And their sound is what we've been waiting for all this time. We have a new pope. The curtains are opened, and the doors of the balcony are opened now. Two people are opening the doors over there. And the curtain is pushed aside. And this is the moment we've been waiting for all this time. The curtains are now closed in the middle, and they're going to be reopened for the solemn moment that the cross bearer is entering. And there they are!
Fratelli e sorelle carissimi, queridísimos hermanos y hermanas, bien chers frères et sœurs, liebe Brüder und Schwestern, dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Habemus papam. eminentissimum ac reverendissimum Dominum. Dominum Iosephum.
Ratzinger.
Sancte Romane Ecclesiae, Cardinale Ratzinger.
A German Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger, the favorite candidate, the one that everybody tipped as the most likely candidate to be able to take up this legacy. And what a joy here in the crowds.
Sibi nomen imposuit Benedicti decimi sexti.
Benedict. And it's such a fantastic thing. I cannot express my gratitude. And there he comes, the cross. The cross carrier with the golden cross. And there's the Pope. And he waves. And he makes a sign of almost a victory. And he's waving again. And he's going to speak.
Cari fratelli e sorelle. Dopo il grande Papa Giovanni Paolo II, i signori cardinali hanno eletto me, un semplice e umile lavoratore nella vigna del Signore. Mi consola il fatto che il Signore sa lavorare e agire anche con strumenti insufficienti e soprattutto mi affido alle vostre preghiere. Del suo aiuto permanente andiamo avanti, il Signore ci aiuterà e Maria, sua Santissima Madre, sta alla nostra parte.
Grazie. The election of a new Pope as chronicled by Father Roderick on The Catholic Insider. Visit him on the web at www.catholicinsider.com. And that's this week's Keener 13 podcast. Thanks to Father Roderick for providing us with that segment from the Catholic Insider podcast, and to Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions for permission to use the great Pam's Keener jingles. Visit Jam online today at www.jingles.com. The Keener 13 podcast is licensed by ASCAP and BMI, recorded using Adobe Audition, and hosted by our good friends at Bluehost.com. You can buy the music you hear on the show and support the program by clicking the Amazon links at www.keener13.com. Plug our RSS link into your favorite podcatcher and you'll never miss a show. We're back again next week with more Keener Magic, and leave you with a song that charted on the WKNR Music Guide in November of 1971. It's a rarely played classic from The Temptations. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening. Oh,
and glee.
Like everyday people, you're just a human being.
Superstar,
good God, enjoy your champagne.
Turn it up,
and you're so for the
fancy car.
And remember how you get where you are.
Without the written consent.